give up. Fight forever. Don't give up. Fight forever. Don't give up. Fight forever. Fight forever and ever and ever and ever.
We never play football.
I'm trying to cement relationships here. Jack said he was into footy ball. Let's show El Sniffo how we play the game.
Footy ball?
Come on, let's play!
You know, I'm feeling a little tired. I think I'm going to sit this out with little Jack, okay? Oh.
Okay, honey, you want me to keep you company?
No, Dina, come on. You and I will take on Jack and Roz. Come on, Jack, it'll be fun. We'll swap wives.
Don't worry. You'll get him back after the game.
Fine, we'll play 3-on-2, but somebody needs to be official quarterback.
Gay goes both ways.
Oh, I bet he does.
I'll run it down and in, join the defense, and you'll hit Roz here in the end zone for a TD.
What do you mean? He hits me where? With a what? With a why?
I'll throw the ball, you try to catch it, okay?
You want me to catch that thing?
Yeah.
On two. Ready? Break.
Ah.
Hut one. Hut two. Hey. Go. Ah. Five. Go.
Got it. Hey.
Come on. This way. That way.
It's over. Come on. Remember that time in the park?
Guys, come on, cut it out.
I'm so proud of you.
I caught the ball.
Come on,
bubble
up.
Man, boy. Yeah. Dina, come on, let's go. You want a spritzer?
What? Oh, a spritzer. That sounds yummy.
All right, come on, Dad, you got to focus, all right?
Yeah.
He's beating it down the field every time.
Yeah,
okay?
You want me to be macho watcho?
No. What? Have I ever said the words macho watcho to you ever in my life?
I got it.
All right, let's go.
Gay.
What?
I won't disappoint you.
Okay, let's try it again. I want to stop and go. Fake the short pass, then hit me here in the end zone with a Hail Mary.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah. I mean, we keep running that play. Do you maybe want to mix it up a little? Or?
No, I don't. I've exposed Bernie's weakness, and I want to take advantage of it.
Exposed his weakness? Okay. Yeah. All right, on four.
Take me, Flower Man?
Pretty sure I can, Mr. Mom.
You're going down, Princey boy. I'm gonna rearrange your bouquet.
Son of a pump fake, Greg. Because that fucker's got a bite.
From the pack over here.
Brian broke away from the pack, and he's going for revenge.
Yeah, this thing's underway, baby.
I don't think Flying Brian was a designated choice to start this one. Wyndham misses that clothesline, but Flying Brian didn't. Look at his left arm and shoulder, heavily taped from that injury from last night.
I'll tell you what, I think we got our questions answered. There he is, brother, Brian Pillman.
Pillman back in the cage, catching Wyndham right in the face with both feet. Man Scissor takes him over. What a move by Flying Bryant.
I'll tell you what, Big Sid's got a hold of Big Bryant here, like you said. I don't know what he's going for. Into the top of the cage.
Into the top of the cage here.
Look at this. Jimbo, look over here.
Vicious.
Vicious. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Right on that shoulder.
He's out, baby. He's out on his feet right over here. Not again, Jimbo. Not again.
Oh, good man. Gosh.
Man.
Pillman is out.
He's out.
Pillman is
look
out.
Look at Bishop. Look at the face of Sid Bishop.
Vicious likes it. Flying Bryant is unconscious. Aaron Ames is asking. You can't ask him.
He's asking. Oh, who's just coming? Hey, this is his little buddy in here, brother. Look, he ripped the door of the cage off. My holy
Ellicottet coming over the top. Referee Nick Patrick is in there.
What's he doing? What's he saying, Jimbo?
Pillman is unconscious. He can't defend himself.
He's calling this thing.
The referee's going to call it.
He's calling this thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Nick Patrick has declared the match over because Flying Bryant cannot continue. The winner's Ric Flair.
Whoa.
Barry Windham.
I'll tell you what.
Larry Zbysko. Sid Vicious.
Leave me alone, I know this one.
Everybody knows this one. Let's go now.
Yeah, does everybody know this one? Huh?
Oh, Frank, we're fighting again. Let's not fight anymore. Oh, look, Frank. What is it?
I'm down by the car.
Just get me.
Oh.
Holy shit. Look who got beat with the ugly stick. Is that you, Bob? I can't believe such a teeny-weeny little gun makes such a big mess out of someone.
You out of your mind?
You are so ugly, Bob. You know it's gonna cramp your style with babes, big time. You know that, huh? Especially my little Miss Pris over there. And hey, I heard you have one of them big poop bags that's like attached to your body and all your shit comes out and like lands in it. You're just a big old shit bag, ain't you, Bob? You just think of me every time you empty that motherfucking thing, motherfucker!
Wyatt! Stay there.
champion in the World Wrestling Federation. He's going to plant him hard. Oh, Undertaker with Michaels on his shoulder. The Undertaker steps over the top rope. And a... Oh, my God! My God! Can you believe it? China just ran the referee into the steps.
What is this?
Wait a minute. Something. The Undertaker is in that casket, ladies and gentlemen. Shawn Michaels has retained the WWF title. Where is Kane gone? Oh my God, look at this. He's got an axe. What is he? He's got, that's an axe. What is he doing? Well, obviously, he's destroying the casket, but the Undertaker is in that casket. They locked the Undertaker in the casket with padlocks and now take an axe to it. Well, this is hideous. This is nothing but carnage. I thought that the Undertaker and Kane had reconciled their differences, but obviously... We were all wrong. He's broken through. He's broken through with that pickaxe. They've locked the Undertaker, have Kane. I don't understand why. What are they doing it? What is that? Is that gasoline? I don't know what it is. It smells like gasoline. What are they trying to do? They could not be that heinous. Kane and Paul Bearer could not. No way! Oh, come on. Come on now. Come on. Paul Bearer handing the matches to Kane. And my God! The casket's on fire! The casket's on fire! The casket is on fire! The Undertaker is in the casket!
Check this thing out. You said pick up 2 yards from Schneider and a gram from Capoli, right?
No. 2 yards from Capoli and a gram from Schneider.
Two yards. Okay? Yeah, I got it.
Who's this girl you're going out with tomorrow night?
How'd you know?
Don't you think I hear things? A lot of canaries flying around the docks.
I'm going out with Paulie's sister.
Hey, Ralph.
What?
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded. She's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum.
Okay, relax. But he's in a bad mood. It's his prostate.
Well, he's always in a bad mood. You know, you ought to count your blessings, buddy. You're still a healthy person. You know that?
I don't like your face.
I don't like your Z's.
Kiss my ass.
I'm on your shoulders, Al. Come on,
relax. My ears. What are you driving me crazy? Both ears. But he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Now, some guys, they just hate for no reason. Gubbies?
Yeah.
Come here. It's $50. You and your girl, Adrian, you have a nice time, yeah?
Thanks. Hey, how'd you know her name?
You don't think I hear things?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Remember what I told you.
What'd you tell me?
Take her to the zoo.
What? Come on, get to her!
She's waiting. As soon as I get finished with this little interview here, me and Vanna's going to take a little walk around the convention center here. Hey, Jess, sorry, buddy boy. You guys fooled me last year. This year I got new contacts. I know who I'm looking for this year. You didn't get me too good last year with Moolah. Not at all. Burned me up a pair of shoes with...
Come on, homie, big deal, Vanna White, right, baby?
Looking for Vanna White. I don't think you're looking for Vanna White at all. I think you're looking for something else down here. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you guys are talking about. I'll tell you what you guys are looking for and what you're going to find very shortly Brutus the barber man, the guy who takes care of me. Do I look good or not? And you better look out, buddy boy. You're going to be losing some locks a little while. In about, I would say another 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. You want to try to be funny? Yeah. Why don't we talk about somebody's lifetime batting average, baby, or something, trying to make jokes out here? This is serious business to us. We're talking about the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship. We're talking about cutting somebody's hair. You're going to get it, Brutus. Shake, rattle, and roll. I don't care if I have to backstroke up the Mississippi. Woo!
You guys ain't never coming to my house.
Close to the things that make you free.
Never stop to think about a downfall.
Happens at the end of every line.
Just when you think you pull a fast one,
happens to the foolish all the time.
Morgenstern, Chapter 1. Buttercup was raised on a small farm in the country of Florin. Our favorite pastimes were riding her horse and tormenting the farm boy that worked there. His name was Wesley, but she never called him that. Isn't that a wonderful beginning?
Yeah, it's really good.
Nothing gave Buttercup as much pleasure as ordering Wesley around.
Farm boy! Polish my horse's saddle. I want to see my face shining in it by morning.
As you wish.
As you wish was all he ever said to
me. Farm boy, fill these with water. Please.
As you wish.
That day, she was amazed to discover that when he was saying, as you wish,
What he meant was, I love you. And even more amazing was the day she realized she truly loved him back.
Phone boy. Fetch me that picture. Trick me? And where's the sports? Is this a kissing?
Itself a little bit too seriously, and it does not take a lot of imagination to piss off a feminist. All you got to do is run into Now headquarters or Ms. Magazine and say, hey, which one of you cute little cupcakes wants to come home and cook me a nice meal and give me a blowjob? Blowjob! Oh, that pisses them off. You want to piss off a feminist? Call her a cum catcher. That'll get her attention. Ah, don't act disgusted. Don't act disgusted. Half of you are going to go home and go down on each other tonight, remember? If you're willing to swallow cum, let's not make believe something I said was disgusting, okay? Huh? All right. Let's not have a double standard here. One standard will do just fine. Now, speaking of blowjobs. Do you know why they call it a blow job? So it'll sound like it has kind of a work ethic attached to it. Make you feel like you did something useful for the economy. As long as I'm being a complete pig up here, let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask one question of the men. Are you ever able to watch a woman eating a banana and not think about a blow job? Huh? I can't do it. And I know why. I'm a sick, evil fuck. I know that. I accept that. But I can't do it. Eating a banana, eating a pickle, licking on an ice cream cone. I'm saying to myself, look at the tongue on her. Wow. So you women, be careful when you're standing out in front of that Haagen-Dazs. Because goddamn it, we're watching. And goddamn it, we're thinking.
Chances are chances are they hope to be?
Can he get up? Can he get the cover? A two count. A long two count.
Mr. McMahon sweating bullets over there.
Uh-oh. It's designer sweat, I'm sure.
Perrier.
Oh. Sharpshooter. There's a sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter!
Hey, McMahon said ring the bell. Wait a minute.
What?
You smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Mr. Dizzy Reed.
Puertas del cielo, cerrando así el ser acústico de los Guns N' Roses en vivo por River Plate y transmitido por FMG.